The plan called for the Munes to spend the night in Tlid and resume talks in the morning. With Hill and the others being shown to accommodations, Plagueis excused himself and struck out on foot for the university building on the opposite side of the city. His route took him through leafy parks over two bridges past towers and obelisks, and through the heart of Palace Plaza with its pair of triumphal arches. Crowned by a statue of a human figure, the university's central rotunda was set back from one of the Soliu tributaries, dominating a precinct of stately buildings and public places. Plagueis located the student center and went to the registration desk, which was staffed by a young, fair-haired female who stared openly at him as he approached. "I'm looking for a student named Palpatine," he said in Basic.
"I know him,"
she said, nodding. "Do you know where I might find him just now? Is he perhaps attending a class?" She blew out her breath.
"He comes and goes. Maybe I saw him at the youth program building."
"Maybe."
"I think it was him."
"Humans," Plagueis thought. "Can you direct me there?" Her answer was a flimsy map, which Plagueis used to weave his way across campus to the headquarters of the Legislative Youth Program, an organization that oversaw Naboo's mandatory public service curricula. Young people of both sexes buzzed about him, some scarcely noticing him, others going out of their way to get a closer look. At various times, he asked after Palpatine, and was able to narrow his search to a square that fronted the columned library, where he eventually recognized Palpatine from hollows Hill had provided. Walking briskly through the square, in the company of a human male nearly twice his age, black-haired, and wearing more formal attire. Palpatine himself was dressed in slacks, short boots, and a loose-fitting shirt that was closed at the collar. Of average height, he had wavy red hair, a prominent nose, and a narrow face that humans would probably have found friendly. His back was straight, his arms were long relative to the length of his torso, and he moved with an easy grace. For some time, Plagueis observed him from a distance, approaching only after Palpatine had parted company with the older man. Palpatine didn't spy him until Plagueis was only steps away, and when he did, he turned sharply and began to walk in the opposite direction. "Young human," Plagueis said, hastening his own pace. "A moment of your time." When Palpatine failed to acknowledge him, he lengthened his stride and called, "Palpatine!" Slowing to a reluctant halt, Palpatine looked over his shoulder.
"How do you know my name?"
"I know more about you than just your name," Plagueis said, coming abreast of him. Interest and caution mingled in Palpatine's blue eyes.
"Normally I take exception to people claiming to know something about me, but since I know something about you as well, I'll restrain myself."
"From doing what?" Plagueis wondered. "What is it you know about me?" Palpatine exhaled in mild impatience.
"You're Higo Damask, the president, no, the magister of Damask Holdings. My father said that you were coming to Naboo to meet with Bontapelo. Your group is shoring up his bid for the throne."
"Did your father say that I might be coming to meet with you also?"
"Why would he? And what exactly is it you want with me?"
"I believe we have something in common."
"I very much doubt that."
"Perhaps all the more reason to become acquainted then." Palpatine glanced around him, as if searching for an escape. "Who was the man you were speaking with earlier?" Plagueis asked. Palpatine started to say something, then cut himself off and began again.
"My mentor in the youth program. His name is Vida Kim. He's an aide to Naboo's Republic Senator, and will likely succeed her."
He looked hard at Plagueis.
"And not a supporter of Tapelo."
Plagueis weighed the response. "Are you interested in politics beyond your participation in the Legislative Youth Program?"
"I'm not sure what I want to do after university."
"But you've some interest in politics."
"I didn't say that. I said I wasn't sure."
Plagueis nodded and looked up at the library building. "I'm a stranger to Theed. Would you consider showing me around?" Palpatine's jaw dropped a bit.
"Listen, I'm
just a short tour,"